His name is not a coincidence. Leonard Selig's legal name is Leonard Gutierrez. He chose Selig as his stage name after the Woody Allen film. He says when he came to New York to work as an actor, he wanted to be a human chameleon. But before he took the name, he went to the Carlyle Hotel, where Allen was performing with his band, to ask permission.
I just say, like, hey, I'm an actor. My first name is Leonard. I want to be a chameleon. Can I take the Selig? Do you mind? He was like, ah, whatever.
Selig's film is called Translúcido. It's a serious movie. It examines the final day of a man who has decided to end his life.
All the melodrama about how he got there, we miss it, and we just have his last day, which is a total different approach to this kind of movies.
Selig says he's been surprised by how people have responded to his work. He describes how one man approached him after seeing his film.
He get, like, in front of your face, and he say, I just wanted to tell you that because of your movie, I'm buying a ticket tonight to go see my father in Italy. So that kind of reactions, that's why you do these films, because you want to provoke that in people.
The festival will also feature the work of Miguel J. Solomon. His film is called Desde el Principio, or From the Top. It's an intense 10-minute short that features two voice actors dubbing a film.
It reveals itself to you throughout the film, and you find that they actually share a relationship in their real lives and not just as the on-screen characters that they're dubbing. And then the script kind of starts saying things that they've been wanting to say to each other for a long time, and then suddenly they stop working and have a real conversation.
Solomon got into short films during a master's program at the School of Visual Arts. He researched a lot of films in that genre and found he didn't connect to a lot of the topics they covered.
It seems like a lot of our ancestors can relate to either immigrant stories or would like material that's closer to something like a soap opera or, you know, Sábado Gigante, which we all grew up on. I think there's a new wave, a new type of story that's going to start getting told. And I wanted mine to be a part of that wave.
Solomon grew up in New Jersey. His family comes from Honduras, Ecuador, and Palestine. He wants to use film to change how people perceive the Latino community in the U.S.
So rather than doing the same story over and over and giving audiences the wrong impressions of us, that we're all immigrants or we're all stuck in the struggle and we all hate white people, rather than doing that and creating a sense of cinema as a battleground, we should look at it as a playing field and how we can share it.
Solomon's film will be screened on the first day of the festival, Friday night. Anne Lopez, WSHU News.